With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service says nearly 60 million Americans enter an extreme heat warning through the weekend as high temps combined with humidity push above average heat index for the northern plains and the Midwest. Kaiser Permanente physician Laura Meyer says even if you don't have access to air conditioning, there are ways to deal with this kind of heat.
It's important to be thinking about hydration status, so how much fluids you're taking in, making sure that you're urinating as much as normal, and thinking about access to fans.
Cooling centers are open in cities including Omaha and Minneapolis as officials warn the public of dangerously hot conditions. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a deadly hot air balloon crash in Brazil.
8 people are dead, 13 injured after a hot air balloon tumbled from the sky in southern Brazil. Video shows billows of smoke coming from the balloon in flames as it plummets toward the ground in Praia Grande in the state of Santa Catarina Saturday morning. The military fire brigade says 21 people were on board, including the pilot. Praia Grande is a common destination for hot air ballooning. The governor of Santa Catarina State said in a video on X that we are mourning and to do as much as possible to rescue. I'm Donna Warder.
House and Senate Republicans taking slightly different approaches when it comes to the tax cuts lawmakers are looking to include in their massive tax and spending cuts bill. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore gives a thumbs up to the Senate changes to the original House version.
Overall, I give it a B+. I think it's a good bill. I think it improves on the House bill in many ways. And I think we're well on the way.
And this is SRN News. Democrats are out of step when it comes to transgenderism.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to kids as young as 5, may be putting youngsters at risk of sexual exploitation. The group, A Case for Women, points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when protecting users. This is SRN News. The Senate holding hearings on former President Joe Biden's declining health while he was in office and the eventual Democrat cover-up.
We got to make sure this never happens again. I was the first senator to call for the invocation of the 25th Amendment about a year ago. The Democrats were still making excuses. They never did it. The cabinet never did. But the 25th Amendment was put in place for situations like that.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt addressing the auto pen scandal.
Bigger than Watergate. I mean, you had literally the president of the United States would get lost in a bathroom. And this guy was like totally incompetent and everybody kind of knew it. They shielded him from a lot of people. But when he had that debate, then, of course, it was on full display and the Democrats had nowhere to hide.
Senator Schmidt was interviewed this past week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.